It's exactly, you described the composition of the territory of Israel as being a very tribal society, and the way it is broken up. And do you not think this is what people want to promote in the world through globalization, and want to break the world down into a series of tribes?
Yes, it is true. That is obviously their plan, but this plan could misfire. Sometimes people build plans and they hope that they will do it in the same way. But again, those plans can misfire. As for instance, the Russians were brought into Israel in order to fight Arabs. But it's not obvious that tomorrow the Russians and Palestinians would not unite on some different basis. Or the second example is the black community, the Afro-American community in the United States, that also was played very much against the white society for a very long time. But now you see that within this Afro-American community, there are the strongest voices against globalization, against mondialism, against the war, and against Zionism and oppression in Palestine. There are two people that I kind of... Barbara Lee, who was the only voice in America against the war in Afghanistan, and Cynthia McKinney, who is the most strong Afro-American voice for the rights of Palestinians. And the third comparison would be with the Muslim community in France, that was also could be seen as undermining the coherence, the unity of French people. But now we see that within this Islamic community in France, there are very strong voices against mondialism, against Palestinian oppression. And I think, despite the fact that obviously, bad forces try to utilize them, but could be that they are the strong support of the best that there is in France.